Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Morgan Stanley. We're kicking off this long weekend with a look at where things stand on immigration. Now that the Senate has failed to pass even a single immigration bill, it will only get harder in the House, where the divide is very deep and very real. Republicans are poised to try to pass the Goodlatte bill, which cuts legal immigration and is a non-starter for most Democrats and outside immigration groups. But House Republicans now say whatever they pass out of the conservative and fractured House will take on outsized importance in the immigration debate. Our colleague Alex Guillen, who has been killing it on the Scott Pruitt beat, is out with another story, getting into the backstory of why the EPA administrator is flying first class. It's to avoid confrontations with angry individuals on planes and at airports, an agency official told Alex. Oh, wait a minute. How many people would actually recognize Scott Pruitt, a former Attorney General of Oklahoma, if he was sitting on a plane? Members of Congress, many of whom are much more recognizable, travel in coach all the time. And what is he really worried about? Pruitt travels with armed federal officers. Nancy Cook has the story on how the White House is feeling rudderless as President Trump has hung back in the fallout of the Rob Porter scandal and has seen a slow response to the Florida school shooting. While there has certainly been a lot of stories this week on White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and aides nudging him towards the exit, Burgess and Eliana write that Republicans in Congress don't want him to go. And there are more details coming out of the Florida shooting. The Washington Post reports that a tipster alerted the FBI in September of a disturbing message by Nicholas Cruz on an online video. The FBI couldn't identify the person who left the comment. 5 months later, Cruz killed 17 people. Meanwhile, the New York Times has a story up about how it is easier to buy an AR-15 gun than it is to buy a handgun in Florida. And there's some news popping up in the Mueller investigation. CNN is reporting that Rick Gates, a former Trump campaign advisor, is finalizing a plea deal with the special prosecutor's office. And NBC is reporting that Steve Bannon met with Mueller multiple times over the past week. A little news for friends of the pod. The AP is reporting that former Obama aide Dan Pfeiffer has inked a book deal. The book, Yes, We Still Can, Politics in the Age of Obama, will be out June 19th. In the juice, we've got the Congressional Leadership Fund dropping more than $370,000 on ads to boost Republican candidate Rick Saccone in the special election in Pennsylvania. And Jim Cordovich has inked a deal to represent Qatar as a lobbying client, according to a recent FARA filing. Sphere Government Relations will get paid $40,000 a month, and Cordovich will provide government and public relations services. And President Trump is heading out to West Palm Beach this afternoon for the weekend. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.